and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, official podcast of the United Church of Bacon, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now, or don't. It's your call.
No threats?
Nah.
Why not?
Shh, I'm using reverse psychology.
Oh!
So you should give me more shit for not being pushy.
I should?
Ugh, you're so smart.
Thank you, baby.
Just kill me.
So don't kill you.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener has ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you suicide-bombing assholes. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Emma Shah, Shmuel Rosenthal, and Reza Asghari. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
How close did I get, Shmuel? Not even close.
60%.
Shmuel.
You had it right before.
Yeah, once. I got it once. One time, right, yeah. But I really can't. I can't get your name.
You just try every segment.
Yeah.
Smile in Arabic. Smile.
No.
The same?
No. No.
Ishmael.
Ishmael is not really, it's Shmuel, it's a different name.
Shmuel. Shmuel. He really likes to write out that E-L. Friggin' Jews.
Shmuel. So I don't call me Shamu.
Shamu!
This is why your people are so hated.
It's kind of nice being...
Your name.
But you left Loser out this time.
Yeah, Loser. Loser's got the best name in the business.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? L-U-Z-E-R. That's his real name. Yes!
That's his name.
How great is that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's not a loser at all.
It's just nice for the first time being like in a group of people where Reza isn't the weirdest name.
Yeah. You're the norm.
I think it is.
This is a great show we have lined up, ladies and gentlemen. Emma Shah is an amazing talent. I've been watching you online. Singing the Italiano song, which
Hey Mambo.
Mambo Italiano.
Hey Mambo.
Oh, great. It's a great song.
Yeah, I love it.
Your rendition was lovely. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. They are making fun of this song in Kuwait. They sing Mambo Sudani. Sudanian Mambo. There is a song, old song, Mambo Sudani, yeah. Sudanian Mambo.
Yeah.
It's familiar. So Mambo Sudani and Mambo Italiano.
Sounds the same?
Yeah. No, it's not the same melody, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In other words, they've taken what I do. They've taken the song that we've all heard, and they've completely just altered it. Is that what's going on? Or is it just similar?
No, it's... I don't know.
I know, right?
You? Who was first?
Oh, yeah, what came first?
Yeah. Who steal from the other?
That's exactly right.
That's what's important.
Who's the originator? We almost do the same. We steal from others. We're human being, animals.
That's exactly right. No thought has not been thought yet.
Yeah.
That's... I wonder who thought that first.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Me.
Were you going there, Shmuel?
I was in my head.
Very, very close. All right.
I'm just assuming the Sudani Mambo is five guys running away from something about to explode.
Yeah. That makes sense. I love the show. We have two Muslims on the show. And we have...
One Jew. I'm outnumbered, as usual.
No.
You're a Jew?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to touch you.
Oh,
wow.
Isn't that nice? Did it burn?
Oh, that may be the best thing that's ever happened on your show while I've
You
been
are
here.
Shit me not. That is amazing. Wow. Yeah, that is what religion will do to us. Right? That's what it does.
Look
yeah,
of
but
shock.
I'm not religious, so I'm fine here.
Yeah.
So, Oh, he's okay.
He is all right. Did you cool down just for her?
It's been, yeah.
Just
tuck the horns back and everything.
Now, Heather is half Jewish. I'm an eighth Jewish, so we almost have two Jews here.
Wow, Yeah. Can I touch you?
Anytime, anytime.
It's still hot.
Yes, you're going to burn, honey. Touch me and you will burn.
Wait, if I touch both of them at the same time, do I like short circuit? Or
oh, the whole, the entire universe closes in on itself. A black hole is created.
I cut your head.
Actually,
it's funny because it's true.
If you touch both of us and add a piece of bacon to the mix, everyone becomes Mormon. It's a weird thing. I don't know how it happens.
You have bacon,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The correct answer was Mormon. we summon
that
joke as off
right?
South Park, man. They finally go to heaven, and the only ones that get in are the Mormons.
That was really a great episode.
But really question.
Yes.
Mormons, did they have a different language?
The Mormons, no, they're English speakers.
English, oh.
Yeah.
I wanted to sing something different, like in their language or culture.
I
would love that.
Well, then you have to sing about aliens, because that's who they believe are God.
Really?
The aliens, yes.
Really?
Xenu. Yes.
No, you're thinking Scientology. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Oh.
Now, here's the Mormons do believe, I thought you were getting into this, actually. The Mormons do believe that everybody
tweeting.
Gets their own, it's okay.
I was tweeting.
It's okay. We get to pick on you when you fuck up, and it's okay. The Mormons believe that everyone gets their own planet. So there is kind of a Scientologesque, there's a word that's never been said yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have book? I don't know. I know.
You know Joseph
about.
Smith in the 1800s, 1860s, I think. I think someone will correct me on the wall. Probably believed or claimed to believe. I prefer claimed to believe. By the way, on this one, believed or claimed to believe that God was communicating directly to him. And was giving him the new Bible. And the way that he gave Joseph Smith the new Bible was, there were some seer stones that he was guided to by God, and he dug them up out of the ground. And then there were these tablets that he was guided to by God, and he dug those up out of the ground. And then he took them back to his home, and he had someone come in and help him use these seer stones to read this language that only the seer stones would allow him to read.
Seer stones is just a stone that apparently can see something. It's not a thing.
So it's like 3D glasses.
Yeah, but stones.
This is the true story. By putting the seer stones in a stovetop hat with the tablet, and then putting his face down to it, he was able to see the words in English and read them. This all happened. Yeah, this all happened in Missouri in the 1800s.
Wow. He also pulled a rabbit out of the hat.
He did not pull a rabbit out of the hat. He should have. He was doing magic. Why not? And the guy was either crazy or deluded or some combination thereof.
And I heard they cut his head or something.
Did they cut his head?
I don't know.
I think he died from illness, right?
I don't know. Hang him or something.
Oh yeah,
I think losing your head.
No,
would
I think
be
you're
illness.
Right. I think he might have been. I think he might have been pursued and hung. We'll have to look that up.
But why they killed him?
The guy was reading out of a hat.
What does that mean?
Actually, it was one of the things that gives us Mormonism today is the fact that they were highly oppressed and they were being run out of town and they were fleeing oppression. And I think you're correct. I think eventually someone caught up to him, or they caught up to him, and he was killed. But because of he was a heretic by current religious standards.
Oh.
So his.
We say in Kuwaiti, "Man tah lam batah," which means they are the worst who killed him.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's the same, all of them.
Yeah, they, everyone's equally stupid at that point.
Yeah, why are they killing each other just from because they doing the same things? All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel sorry about him now.
Yeah, I
it's a long time ago.
The fact is his desire to infuse this belief system into society in the United States succeeded. So the best thing that could have happened for him based on his end goal was that he be killed.
Okay, so Mighty Mike T on the Wall of Reason says in 1844 Smith and the Nauvoo City Council angered non-Mormons by destroying a newspaper that had criticized Smith's power and practice of polygamy. After Smith was imprisoned in Carthage, Illinois, he was killed when a mob stormed the jailhouse.
How was he killed? I'm curious how he was killed. I'd like to get that right if you could look it up for us.
He was stormed.
No. Storming is not murder.
There was a big storm.
No, but I... Okay, you're not helpful.
Tornado.
Okay, you're not.
Polygamous jail rape.
There's a mob. There's an angry mob.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Mob of stormers. Stormtroopers.
Okay, we got...
Terrorists.
Terrorists. Stormtrooping terrorists.
From Middle East.
Yes.
That's very nice. You know, Emma was a little worried about how the show was going to go, and now she can see that there's nothing to worry about. It's not really a show. It's just people being stupid.
Yeah, you don't need to know anybody's names.
Yeah, no one here knows anybody's names.
No, why? It's interesting because it's a new religion, and it's in English, and recently it's not like 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years. It's new, so you can see and study how the human... creating a new religion.
Yes.
How they think it, why and why.
Do you know about the cargo cult?
No, what is
it? Oh, this
Explain
is so
this
great,
Emily,
Emma.
This is the best.
We've talked about it many times. The listeners know about it. I'm going to tell you about it. It's lovely. It really teaches us a lot about human nature. It's a bit of an explanation for all religions. There were numerous places, and I want to say 30-plus. I really need to go look that up. 30-plus locations in the South Pacific. These are isolated islands with isolated people.
What does this mean, isolated?
They didn't have communication or contact with each other.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay? So they lived on these islands, and therefore they were kind of isolated. They were isolated from one another. Independently, 30 different times, what I'm about to describe happened. Without any communication with the other islands, okay? These cargo cults sprung up after the war in the 40s when the Americans and the Brits got off these islands where they had been for a couple years holed up to, they built landing strips there, and they put up these towers, and they brought in radios, and they had these headphones, and they would talk into the radios, and the planes would come over, and now these indigenous people, these people who lived on the island, they witnessed all this. They watched all this. These folks would come in. They would build these landing strips. They'd claim the island for their country, and then they'd use it as kind of a bounce base for flights in and flights for the war. And this happened on numerous islands. The whole South Pacific was just overrun by military people doing this. So it happened on numerous islands. And so what happened was, independently, these people, after these military men left, they started mimicking these behaviors. They carved headphones, like we're wearing. They carved them out of
coconuts,
and they would you know, a little rope over the top, and they'd put these coconuts on, and then they made little microphone looking things. They'd carve those out of wood, and they would do exactly the same things that these men used to do, because they wanted the manna from heaven. The what was happening when they were watching was these men never sowed. They didn't harvest food. They didn't do anything. Everything came to them out of a plane that dropped out of the sky and came down.
Well,
or it would be dropped out of planes that passed over with a parachute.
Crates
would come down.
Food
and clothes
and weapons
and all the
like
things
that
you need to live were just dropped down out of the sky. Whether the planes landed or whether they were dropped out of, you know, parachuted down, it looked like magic to these people.
Right.
So they wanted to... They wanted the gods to do this for them. So they did the same things. They built with bamboo. They built these little towers and put guys in them. And they would try to say the same sentences into these makeshift radios that they had made. Of course, they're not radios. They're just carved to look like the things these people had. And this became their form of worship. And they did this in order to try to get manna from heaven. Now, this happened... more than, like I said, around 30 different times independently after the war. So the human being is wired to worship. It's wired to do these things for the stuff that it needs and wants. When it sees magic, when a human being sees something...
I believe that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so this is... We're talking about the psychological evolutionary process that creates... religions.
Yeah, all and animals like this. Did you see the last video they made? They took a few parts of monkeys, chimpanzees. They opened a hole inside a tree.
Yeah,
and they trying to put rocks, and they do like this: one rock, two
throwing
rocks,
them in,
and they go away.
Okay,
another monkey come, one, two. He go away, and other monkeys. So they see this happening again and again,
like a ritual.
Yeah, they think it's how it comes the religions, like the, how.
Oh
they
wow! I haven't seen
you
that.
You haven't?
Yeah. Oh, you've seen that?
No, it's new.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It just come out recently.
Oh wow!
The researchers, they are studying their minds so they can know the religion, how it comes in the past.
I see. Yeah. So what we got to do is we got to get to the monkeys and tell them there's no magic here. We got to stop it at its...
How do you do that?
We already have...
Sign language.
Okay.
Sign yeah, sign language. We tell the one that can talk sign language, tell your friends we're fucking with them. There is no magic. Stop throwing shit in trees. Because
know.
Whatever evolves from those monkeys is going to be dumber than us.
I like the idea of a religion called Monkey Rock Tree. I'm all for it.
Let's
will,
do it.
No, no, yes. You will offend them.
You will That's offend so them.
I think monkey beats tree.
I'm pretty sure monkey beats tree.
But rock beats everything.
And listen, if you change the rock from here to here, he will cut your head.
Yes.
It's always to the cut with the head with her.
It's my job.
Emma, you have a short film.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a performance, a concert? Tell me about it.
A short film, or you mean music video?
It's a music video.
It's a music video called Mashini Al Khatiara, which means Walk Me on the Old Lady.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you want to walk with me?
Okay.
And the old lady, we have old ladies here. Excuse me, we need you. And yesterday it won award.
Oh, in the NoHo Film Festival?
It's in a festival, yeah.
Best foreign film?
Best international short.
That's fantastic.
Mazel tov. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Thank you.
Off
thank
with
you.
His laugh fucking laugh head with that. That's lovely. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. It is, this is 18 awards.
18 hours?
Yeah. It's 18 awards.
Oh, 18 awards. Yeah, I saw on your website it was just littered with awards. We've only won one for The Ardent Atheist. We did win one award.
And they spelled our name wrong. So.
No, they spelled Atheist. Yeah, they did. Atheist is our name, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They spelled our name wrong.
I-E, okay. Not E-I.
It's okay. I was only mad a little bit.
And we won for, I love
pointy,
this.
So I could shove it up their ass.
It's the it's the podcast awards. And we won for in the religious / inspiration category. Which that is awesome.
Wow.
We won in the religion category.
Wow.
Yeah.
There were other people that were up for it there that were, you know, running Christian podcasts and all these other podcasts.
Were
and they
so
were
so mad.
Oh, yeah. Where's your God? Where's your God now, Bible thumpy?
They were so mad. They were right behind us talking about us. It was really funny.
That's got to taste a little extra sweet.
It
has
does.
To.
It was the best. It was the best. I'm the kind of if it weren't that equation, I would never talk about having won an award. I think awards are just, but I just wouldn't. But that is the best. We stole the award from religious people in their category. That's pretty great.
I'm just saying, I was spelling bee champion first through fifth grade. If we're tossing awards out here,
well done.
I'm just saying,
well done. But did you win that award? Did you take that award away from...
Who's the smartest guy on the planet?
The robot guy?
Ken
Hawking.
Ken
the robot guy. I'm pretty sure that's racist.
Sorry, Einstein.
Stephen Hawking just turned into the bionic man.
Einstein?
I love him so much, my special father.
He's pretty amazing. I love and his him. Hair.
His hair. I love his hair.
So you probably like Bernie Sanders, too, right?
Who's Bernie?
Okay.
Show me. Show me, please.
I'll
listen.
Show you a picture
please,
of Bernie.
I will fall in love with him if his hair is different.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll show you Bernie. We'll see if it works. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the first break we're doing here. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
Is that me?
That's your turn, baby.
We have had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio,
so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18.
Okay,
go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mormons.
I'll give you a minute.
It was the Mormons.
Mormons.
ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing.
I see what you did there.
I did it.
Why did the suicide bomber cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side. Get it? To the other side. Just, you see what I'm saying?
Just kill me.
Okay, so don't kill you?
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense. You can believe him. We're talking with Emma Shah, Shmuel Rosenthal, and Reza Asghari. That's a hard one to say too, but I got it.
It's so much. It sounds so much easier in comparison than seeing you struggle through Shmuel.
Shmuel is easy, right?
No, Mew.
Shmuel. Shmuel.
Like
Shmuel. Shmuel.
We're just throwing.
I'm doing the EL too hard, right?
No, you're the
like
Mew. No Mew.
Stool.
Shmuel.
Like we're throwing the extra Shmuel. U.
Shmuel.
L.
By the way, could we just do this for another hour? Because that would be hilarious.
Shmuel.
Would that not be the funniest podcast Shmuel. You've ever suffered through?
Like stool.
Like Shmuel. Shmuel.
I would enjoy it. You can sing my name.
Shmuel. Say it again.
Shmuel.
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 No Mew.
I'm doing the U. I'm putting an S accent on
the Mew.
Yeah. Shmuel.
Shmuel.
Shmuel. God, Shmuel.
There you go. Shmuel. That was, ooh.
Shmuel. Is that it?
That was music.
Are we on a date now? Is it working? Can we take this to the next level?
I'm paying.
All right. I think I finally figured
out. You are paying.
So like two O's instead of a U.
Shmew. I'm doing the U and it's no, it's Shmoo.
Yes.
There you go.
Shmuel.
Shmuel.
Like the whale.
Shmuel. I think I got this.
Almost.
Shmuel. It's not bad.
You know what, you got that.
Good reference.
Let me understand something. Are you all Jewish here?
No, right? I wish I were. I'd be better at his goddamn shitball name.
It's just me and you, sister.
You'll be more famous.
Yeah, you know Hollywood. She's in show business. I think Emma knows what she's talking about.
They taught me. That's why I came to you.
Right? Absolutely. Where can people find your short film? Is it available anywhere online or no?
Machine El Khatiar, it's not online. It's only just film festivals. There is another music videos, interviews, concerts, it's on YouTube and Vimeo, everywhere. Online.
Just Google her.
Yeah, and Emma Shaw. And we'll plug her at the end of the show again, but Emma Shaw, S-H-A-H, like the Shah of Iran.
Mm-hmm. But he's not Iran, he's Afghani, my grandfather.
He is?
He is, we will kill you! Let's celebrate!
You almost make the whole Islamist Muslim thing cute. Right? It's really lovely.
Very cute.
Really cute. Like, if I was standing in a mall and she walked up and said that and then pulled a thing and blew up, I'd be like, this is worth it!
Hi, everyone. Prepare to die! Here is a mocha!
I'm gonna kill you!
Yeah!
Between the enthusiasm for death and like the fascination, like childlike innocence with Jews, you might be the most amazing person I've met in quite a long time.
I used to live.
Thank you.
I need
an award.
You have many awards. You don't need another award.
No, I mean, stop. I want to eat awards now.
I used to live with an Iranian, and he was not religious at all. But one night he and I, his name was Kubi, he's since passed on, but he was a lovely, lovely man, and one night we got to talking about capital punishment, and now he's from Iran, I mean, he grew up there, right? Iran, not Iraq, Iran, and he was arguing in favor of the, when you steal something, cut the hand off thing. Mm-hmm. And in favor of corporal punishment. I'm anti-corporal punishment, period. I just no killing. If killing is wrong, you know?
Yeah,
that's my take on it. And it just blew my mind. And this is a westernized guy that lived in the Midwest for, you know, the last 50 years of his life. I think when he was in his teens, he came from Iran.
He was believing in this.
What's that?
He was believing.
And he was still hanging on to that idea.
Oh,
that, wow. That's one of those. He was in his probably 80s when I was talking to him
about
it. Oh,
wow. Well.
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
set in your ways.
But a very westernized guy, lived in the Midwest for years and years and years, and his whole family was there. And I mean, you couldn't even tell that his kids and grandchildren, they had no accent because they were born here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was bizarre. It really blew my mind that he was defending this whole ancient idea of off with a hand.
What was his justification for it?
His justification was
punish them, like, and
punitive
not doing
or preventative.
No, it was what his argument was: if we lived in a society where that happened, you would be afraid. So it was preventative.
That's
yeah.
No, they are doing it again and again. It's
yeah, and worse.
You will see all the society without heads.
That's
without,
right. Without hands. Right.
You and your head chopping.
Seriously.
So funny. You are obsessed with this head chopping.
The Queen of Hearts would love her.
That's true, right? I mean, everybody... But they have it in Iran still, right? I mean, you don't know anything about it.
I believe
Iran,
so.
What is this?
Iran, it's pretty close to Kuwait, right?
Yeah, of course, border. Yeah. One border. Right?
Yeah, well, you're a border away.
Yeah.
And Iraq tried to take you over. You were there.
I have a question for you.
Were you there when when we came and saved your ass?
Yeah.
You
missed and saved us.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I was just gonna say you're welcome and leave it at that, if you could maybe not point out the fact that we fucked everything up.
You did
up.
A big party there.
And when you say you, I had nothing to do with it. Bush is the asshole. I'm just one of his...
We love Bush. Even he was...
I love Bush, too. So...
God, what are we talking about?
You're talking about George... You're talking about George I, the old man?
We all love all the Bush.
Yeah?
Exactly. What are we talking about here?
What conversation are we having?
I'm talking about as Kuwaiti.
Yeah.
I seen some Americans, they don't...
Kuwaitis love the Bush. We got it.
We got it.
Americans, they don't love Bush. I don't know why, but because of the issue. Okay, you laugh at me now.
Well, the reason why is because here, I don't know what you call
different
Bush.
Different situation, I know.
No, we call this Bush.
Oh, no!
Yep.
The hairy parts we call Bush.
Bush, how to say his name?
Yeah, I don't think you realize.
You're
like,
you know, you're saying it right.
Yeah. What is Bush?
What just happened works on two wonderful levels. Yeah, George W. We can call him George W. Okay. Or we can call him George Senior.
BMW.
And that way, that
he's
way.
Crying.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was fantastic.
That way, you're absolved from talking about shaved pussy.
Because no, it's not shaved. It's not bush. It has bushy hair.
Unshaved. Yeah. Right. Untrimmed. But
sorry.
Yeah.
She's blushing now.
I know.
We got her.
I would love to say this word, but someone will kill me.
So it's pronounced Shmuel, you say.
Very funny.
Jewish.
We did cause the nightmare, and then we came over and rode in on white horses, and we protected Kuwait.
Yeah.
And we beat that guy back. I mean, we certainly did the right thing at that point. But now it's just a mess, and is it all us? Is America the one fucking the Middle East?
I think wherever they go, Americans, they make a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. I totally agree.
We need to stop this shit.
Sometimes democracy doesn't work with old dark ages society. You need to teach them, educate them before you telling them democracy. So they will freaking out. Democracy? Infidels? So yeah. they will be mad because they don't understand what is democracy. So it doesn't work. Even with me, I'm peaceful, so I will use it in a good way.
Yeah.
I will be freedom, I will be artist, I will be scientist, I will be doctor for something good, saying my points in politic issues or religion issues. This will be for me as educated. But for people who they don't educated, they will not understand what is democracy.
Yeah.
So they will use it for their rules or their system. They will use it for their what they want. Maybe a religious person, he will use democracy to say, oh, it's my freedom to kill you, my freedom to fight you, my freedom. So he will understand that democracy, that he's a freedom to bother people. He don't understand what is mean democracy.
Yeah.
So when Americans came over everywhere, just because maybe they fight to take over the sources before the Russians take it. So we didn't have this value or the meaning of democracy. Yeah. Afghanistan before, when they were in good relationship with Russians, they were good. They were a secular country and freedom country. When Americans, they went there and support the Mujahids, everything destroyed. It's not a country. It's not a people. It's a zoo. It's a zoo of animals. They are fighting, killing each other. And it's repeating again and again and again everywhere. And when we had some discussions with Americans, some Americans saying, oh, Emma, you will be okay. No, it's not you will be okay like that. Not everything going by your rules. That's mean you are not educated now.
Right.
So they don't understand this society, religion, people, beliefs,
the culture,
everything. They will make a mess.
Yeah,
I believe Americans are good people.
You're wrong.
I'm a liar.
I don't think our government is good people in general.
No, I don't speak about the government. Yeah. The government there is really
they're just power hungry psychos.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. Terrorism everywhere. Yeah. I'm speaking about you. There is Americans, very wonderful people. They were very good. I had this 18 awards from Americans.
Yeah.
So I see them. Not the politician. The politician here is so crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me about
so
it.
Crazy.
You're crazy. You're seeing us at our craziest right now. Just so it's clear, this is not normal. What you're seeing, Trump and Bernie.
Not Trump, by the way. He's the cutest than the other. he's saying truth more than hiding
right.
things. The others, they are hiding. He is saying truth.
He's saying, yes, we are racist.
Let me be clear about something, because you may not realize this or
know it.
But I'm going to tell you a couple things about Trump that isn't immediately obvious. He's not saying the truth. He is saying what he thinks will get him elected. he doesn't.
Of course, everybody do the same.
And he doesn't believe all of the things that he claims to believe.
I agree.
He doesn't think all the things he claims. He's also dumber than a box of shit. And
like others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not as bad. Not even remotely as bad. Listen. Hillary Clinton is insanely smart, as is Bernie. I think they're both wrong about some things, but they're really, really, really smart people. Donald Trump is not a really smart guy. Mm-hmm. He's a savvy guy, and he has an insane amount of... and by insane, I mean insane. He's genuinely, I think, insane with self-worth. He thinks he's perfect. And, you know, the people who... The best people in the world are smart, great people who think they have flaws. These are the better people in the world. Mm. The worst people in the world are people who believe that they have no flaws and think they can do no wrong. That's where the Hitlers come from, and that's who Donald Trump is. He is a genuinely dangerous human being, really dangerous.
He's entertaining as hell, though. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
And he has a very good brain. His brain works very good.
He says words. He says all kinds of words.
I love Donald.
He uses
I love Donald.
The best words.
Not a Jew.
That had to be my favorite thing he's ever said when they asked him who he was going to consult with on like foreign policies and things. I'm going to consult with my brain because I have a very good brain. Like, you can't get better than that. That's just. Mwah.
So there's Bernie Sanders' hair. Can you see it on my screen over here?
Who is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard he's a Jew.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about him. So I think if you promote this guy, I think he's someone, a Jew, American. His name is Aaron, my friend. He said he's good. I said, then why are you talking about Trump all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, no, but Trump everywhere. Okay, because you're talking about him everywhere.
Right.
So I think it's about you. It's your fault also. You have to speak about this guy.
He's in L.A. now if you want to touch him.
Okay.
Another touch.
Is he in L.A. right now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, really? Cool. I wish I knew that.
Like an event going on now.
Let's
go
meet him.
Yeah, let's touch him.
Let's go on a Jew touching tour.
Why didn't we book him on the
show? I like his hair.
I knew you'd like his hair.
Quote away.
That man is Einstein hair. That is Einstein hair.
Oh, I thought you were saying Batman.
No, Einstein. Language.
That man Language. Or Batman?
That man.
That man, okay.
That guy
man
right
is
there.
Not Batman.
Well, he could also be saying Batman has Einstein hair. We don't know.
Yeah.
Reza.
Yes.
Reza. This is, what is this name?
It is from Iran.
Oh, you're Iranian.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Neighbors right here at the table.
Don't touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just touched
two Muslims just touched each other. Fox News is going to come through the door at any moment.
But all Muslims are the same, right?
No.
Oh. You're sitting between two completely diametrically opposite people. Look at her.
Really?
Yes. Look at him.
She doesn't go anywhere near smoke, and I smoke a lot of cigarettes and eat pork.
Yeah.
Two totally different Muslims.
I don't eat pork.
You don't drink pork.
Alcohol.
You don't eat pork?
No, I never.
You gotta try pork.
Oh, I love a good pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah?
If I'm hungry,
so delicious.
I would.
Yeah? If you were starving.
We have bacon everything everywhere in the house. Yeah. See the tape over there?
Bacon tape. We have gumballs that taste like bacon.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they're awful. They
don't,
taste like...
Don't eat that at all. Yeah, it's just disgusting. Horrifying.
I can't. Infidel. He's infidel. Yeah.
I can't. Kufar.
Damn,
but you still believe in Allah, right? I mean, you think there's an afterlife? Is that right, Reza?
To a degree, yeah.
To a degree? What the fuck does that mean?
It means I believe some of it because it's been such a big part of my life growing up, but I don't completely put all of my faith into that's the answer and that's that. Like, I'm open to some skepticism and other things.
Well, then you're going to burn in whatever hell there might be, right?
You will see us burning.
Well, I'm going to convert to Judaism before that happens, and I won't go to hell at all. It'll be beautiful.
Okay, we'll come back after this and find out why Rez is going to hell. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission.
And now,
a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Kyle Delaney, Big Nick Digger.
What?
Thomas True, Matthew Ty, Data Tyrant Zebulon, Soapy Penis, Yolanda Squat Pump, James B. Grosswiener,
P. Ennis, Tony Sackrider, Bob, Rick Titball, and Dick Felt. Oh, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
Those names are amazing.
Those were good names.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Emma Shaw.
Shmuel.
Rosenthal and Reza Asghari.
Heather's was better.
I know. Why did you say it? Why didn't you let
me
go?
I am better.
I'm turning your mic off. You're pissing me off. All right. Thank you very much for being here, everybody.
By the way, my mic is still on.
There you go. You want to play that game?
My mic is still
on.
Hey,
you can't rule that up. The board is only for men to touch.
And the women is only for me to touch.
Ooh, nicely played with the vagina.
Or the bush.
Damn it. Or the bush.
Dirty guys.
Yeah, we're filthy.
We are disgusting. You did not find that out already?
Yeah, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah, we are gross.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you anyway for being here. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for walking in and not having any idea what was going to happen.
And I love that you brought a guitar with you. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear a song from you. Would you play a song for us?
With my guitar?
Yes.
Bring it.
Yeah. You guys want to hear her sing?
I would love to hear it. I was hoping you'd say without the guitar and I could beatbox.
No.
That's why I didn't say that.
You need to tune?
Yeah, I need to tune.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. We'll talk you tune.
Can I suggest a screen name for a future user? Ricardo Montabondage.
That is lovely. I'm digging that.
Thank you.
Very well done.
That's your stage name, isn't it? It's your porn name.
It is. When I do gay porn, I go by Ricardo Montabondage.
That's great.
By the way, did anybody hear about this televangelist who says even aborted babies will be able to hug Jesus during the rapture? What in the hell is that about?
It's wonderful.
Does he not understand they get cut into little pieces during abortion?
No, Jesus will save them.
Why would Jesus want to hug a big old chopped up thing?
I thought they'd go on part of like the Sizzler buffet during the rapture.
Oh, no.
You think there's going to be a buffet at the rapture?
Well, how are they going to hug Jesus with their tiny unformed arms and two fingers? And one
you mean
of
they're
like,
Trump hands?
Yeah, one of them's going to look like a kid named Alex I went to high school with who had like a stumpy hand on one side with a thumb and that was it.
You had a kid, you had a friend that you had a thalidomide.
Not a friend.
That's a thalidomide baby. Did you have a thalidomide friend?
Yes,
I did too when I was a kid.
Well, he wasn't really a friend. I went to school with him, and he was super weird because of his thing. He just got extra weird about it. So he was the creepy kid on top of having a deformity.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Wow. I felt bad for the guy because like we wanted to invite him to parties, but he wouldn't get invited to any parties because he would just get super fucking creepy with his tiny arm.
Right. That's awful. It's bad enough that that your mom took tetracycline and turned you into a freak of nature, but then you got to be a freak about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, be cool, bro. Be cool.
Be cool.
I think, are you song ready?
Yes.
You have to turn up the guitar on microphone.
I already have.
There we are.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Where's my... Okay.
I got you.
Yeah, now it's good. A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano. All you calabrese, you do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't want a tarantella. Hey mambo, no more mozzarella. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Try an enchilada with a fish and bacala. And then hey goomba, I love you how we dance to rumba. But take you some advice, paisa. No, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Hey mambo, mambo italiano. Go, go, go. Shake it like a Giovanni. Eh, lo que se dice gets a happy in that piece when you mambo italiano. Shake it, baby, shake it, cause I love you and you're taking me. Mama says, stop or I'm gonna tell you, Papa, and hey, Jadu. You don't have to go to school. Just make you some a weedy bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you good to looking, but you don't know how to cook until e mambo, mambo italiano e mambo, mambo italiano, ho ho ho. You mixed up the Chileno eggs, so delicious. Everybody come come veggie, have to mambo italiano.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's nice. Everybody on the wall says, ooh.
Right?
That vibrato.
Out of nowhere. That is amazing.
That was well done.
I don't know if it's out of nowhere. She's probably been rehearsing.
And I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I was about to say. That's a common thing there. I was going to ask if you speak Italian.
No.
The answer to that joke, I'm going to give you the punchline to that joke if you'd like. Have you ever? You don't have to use this, but I know you get to ask this. If anybody asks if you speak Italian, you say, no, I only sing it.
Sure, even when you were speaking about Mormons, I didn't understand anything.
I love that that's probably true. You know about Scientology? You're in Hollywood here.
I heard about someone, Tom Cruise, he's a Scientologist.
Yes, he is.
Yes, and that's the one that has the aliens.
Wait a minute, I just heard Kat say, not anymore.
Yes. Tom Cruise is not an... What?
So, yeah, apparently she knows something we don't know. Okay. Are you kidding me right now?
It's supposed to be the new rumor that he's leaving the church.
I love this. Listen, if he leaves the church.
The rumor.
Yeah,
it's a rumor.
So it is the new rumor, so you might want to Google those.
The reason that I could buy into this as a probable, accurate rumor is because what's his wife's name?
Katie Holmes?
What's her name?
Nicole Kidman, that one?
Kidman.
Ah.
Kidman. The Kidman is sick of it. Her and her kids, she's peeling them out of that church.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. When you come between a guy and his kids, I think the guy usually will get rid of his cult. Usually. And that's what they do, by the way. They try to peel your family away from you. This is a normal behavior of the church. They peel the family away from you and use the family to try and pull you back to the church when you stray away.
It's not just Scientology, though.
It's not just Scientology. That's common in many religions, not all, but many.
What's the term they use for it? I forget.
Dickhead?
Clear. You're not clear.
No.
It's like suppressive.
There you go.
It. Yeah.
Oh, well,
you're
a suppressive.
Trying to become clear.
Yeah. SP is.
They basically call everyone a suppressive person that they think is like bad for your life.
So in 2015, Esquire magazine says that Tom Cruise might soon be cutting ties with the organization so he can spend more time with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the daughter is considered a suppressive person. So,
in other words, the church is telling him. First of all, the mom pulled them away from the church.
Katie.
And Katie,
not Nicole.
Not Nicole? Okay.
No,
Katie.
It was Katie. Yeah.
So she pulled them out of the church, and by the way, this is awful too. They pursue you when you do this.
Oh yeah.
They hound you. They harass you. They've collected information about you. In fact, I'll have Reza tell you about how that works because I know something about Reza. And they blackmail people who've left, and they say they're going to go public with your deepest secrets, which they've pried out of you through the religious process that they apply. Reza.
Yes.
You did go to this church once.
I did. I went to the Church of Scientology on Sunset, and I went with a friend of mine because we were bored and went through the whole process. Like, we basically lied to them and said we were just some dumb kids from the Midwest that were thinking about becoming Scientologists. So they let us fill out the whole questionnaire and do the tests or whatever, do the e-meters, and, like, some lady talked to me for an hour. She couldn't convince me to buy the book and take a seminar. So she had some other guy come and sit down. It got to a point where I was like, look, you guys need to let me leave. Like, I'm allowed to willingly walk out of here, am I not? But they were doing everything in their power to really try to force me into it. And it was really freaky.
Talk about the cake.
When I was doing the e-meter test where they have you hold, like, the toilet paper tubes and they read your thetan levels.
By the way, what the e-meter is basically is a very crude lie detection system.
Yeah.
That isn't reliable. First of all, lie detection is not reliable. It's bullshit. When your hands sweat, that suggests that you're not being honest, and it's not necessarily true. You might just be a Jew.
Oh, now I know how to tell when you're lying, Emery. Check your sweaty palms.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm masturbating,
you too,
honey.
Jew.
This is the most fun anti-Semitic episode we've ever done. It's really lovely. Thanks for being here, Shmuel.
I was just curious to see what kind of like things they would say to try to prompt someone to follow them. So when I was holding the meters, I'm just sitting there repeating the word cake in my head over and over.
In your head?
Yeah, just saying cake, cake, cake.
In your head?
In my head.
Okay.
Not out loud.
Trying to trick the meters,
yeah,
or whatever.
So when she asked me, like, she does the whole turning the knobs, and I have no idea what she's doing. She's twisting a dial this way, turning the volume to 11. I'm not totally sure. And she stops
this
at a certain point.
This one goes to 11.
Yeah, and goes, so what are you thinking about right now? So I just said, cake. And she stops and is like, this is a serious point of stress in your life. And I kind of... I had
they
to giggle
you,
a little
they
bit.
They want you to make the best cake ever.
No, like they wanted me to stay away
They're
from
calling
cake.
You fat.
They said cake was causing me problems, and she tried to convince me of this. She tried to get me to explain to her what cake had to do with my life that was causing me so much stress. And it
this
was
is amazing.
Really
now, this was after. Right. This was after you had become irritated that they were trying to keep you there, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is that
was,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. They are the worst at science. This
Absolutely.
Is amazing. This really, or the best. Maybe they know what they're doing to get in your head. But.
I mean, I filled out this whole like 8-page questionnaire, and it was some of the oddest questions that didn't make sense. But like, if you actually try to kind of figure it out and read behind, like between the lines, it's all really subconscious of, like you said, trying to get this information out of you so they have something to hold over your head.
Well, first they use the information that they can glean to try and worm their way down into your personal deep-seated issues so that they can then use those things.
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
Mighty Mike T wonders if you were molested by K-Kit.
I had a traumatic experience when I was younger with a pound cake. I don't really want to talk about it.
That would be the only rapey cake you could come up with. Well done,
yeah.
Reza. I was going through the cakes.
Pound
I was up
cake.
To German chocolate, by the way.
Pound cake. That's
yeah,
the one.
But pound cake. Ass pound cake.
Yeah.
That's really great. Wow. So apparently, and I haven't looked deeply into what they went through, but Ross and Carrie, oh no, Ross and Carrie is a really great skeptic show. Check it out. Apparently, they infiltrated, at least to some degree, the Scientology world. I know, I heard that they got kicked out. And I'm only saying this now out loud because I saw today on Facebook that they had announced, I saw some post about them having been to Scientology. So make sure you check out the episode or episodes about Scientology. It is what they do is great. They infiltrate and they get in and they find out what's going on.
They do a lot of weird stuff. Like they'll go through acupuncture and they try cupping and they try like all the different things that you wonder about. Does it really work?
Yeah, they're really great.
It's
Check
not just
it out.
About religion. It's about any kind of. Like, I think they experimented with penis length or something like that, too. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
they went through all of the different kinds of things and pills and machinery or whatever they use
yeah.
to lengthen the
they
penis.
They do all skeptic. That's what they focus on. Yeah.
Reza, I just want to know if they talked to you afterwards. Like, did they try and, like, email you constantly and call you and stuff like that?
I'm sure they probably tried to email and contact like Robert Hawkins or whatever name I put down, but I did not give them any of my actual information.
Bob Hawkins is furious
yeah.
with you right now.
I'm not that dumb to actually give them my information.
I've told this story on the show before. I'll tell it again. The weirdest and scariest and most confirming story I know about how awful and psychotic and crazy and insane they are at that church is a guy who I can't name. I work with him in various ways. He's one of the biggest producers in town, and I mean biggest. And they called him out of the blue on a phone that only he and his assistant know the number to. He has a hot phone in his house for emergencies for the productions that he works on. And this hotline is only available to him and his assistant. Period. End of story. His family doesn't even know the number to this line. When this line rings, it means we have a big problem with the production. So that phone rang, and he ran to it, grabbed it, picked it up, And it was those guys on the other end saying, why don't you come back? Now, he had joined when he was in his teens. This guy is in his, I think, 60s maybe now.
Wow.
That's how long ago. But they said, you need to come back. And he said, how did you get this number? And in ominous tones, with no apology, they said, we have access to everyone, everywhere, everything. There's no number we can't get. We can always get to you.
All right, Skynet, settle down.
It was awful. And he hung up. He said, never call this number again, and he hung up the phone.
Bunny Boy on the Wall says some amazing questions. Number three, do you browse through railway timetables, directories, or dictionaries just for pleasure? Number six, do you get occasional twitches of your muscles when there is no logical reason for it? Number 30, do you enjoy telling people the latest scandal about your associates? Number 59, do you consider the modern prisons without bars system doomed to failure?
Yeah, those were pretty much like the exact questions I had to answer.
Those are she's listing exactly.
Okay, yeah. Well, somebody, there you go.
Reza smokes pot.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's okay.
So
welcome.
Any scientist who studies psychology can tell you what's going on here. I mean, there's no question that what they're doing, they're seeding. They're absolutely trying to
find things
to lead you toward
aliens.
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 Now, do you know about the alien aspect of Scientology? It's amazing.
I read the book of Ronald Habaro.
That's right.
Ron L. Habaro. That's the guy.
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard. The L stands for
or Harold. No, Harold Benaro or something.
Harold Benaro.
He wrote a book about Scientology. I read this book 20 years ago in Kuwait.
Yeah.
About they did 100 tries of the people, how they are thinking they have different lives in the past or something.
Yep.
Is that his name? Ronald or Harold?
L. Ron Hubbard, I think, is the guy who wrote invented Scientology.
Yeah. Haberno. Haberno?
Yes, I think this guy.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm just looking for the name here. I don't know, maybe.
So was this a critical look into Scientology, or was it a pro look into Scientology?
What do you mean?
The book you read, were they exposing the ills and the problems with Scientology, or were they talking about it?
I think he created Scientology.
Okay. Oh, so it was L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, it was
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Ron
the creator Hubbard. Of Scientology is L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron?
Yes.
Ron it's Hubbard. A letter L.
Yeah.
And then the name Ron. I'm not sure what the L stands for.
L. Ron Hubbard. Yeah, I read his book 20 years Dianetics. Ago. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Teenager? How old are you? Never mind, don't answer that.
35.
But God damn, shut up. That's amazing. So, wow, God.
You read Dianetics back when you were a
teenager. And he is fascinating me that how this human being thinking about these things every day, they are making up with things.
Yeah,
they believe that ideas. Human beings are infused or infected with the souls of aliens, and that's where our confusion and our messed up our mental struggles come from.
Good movies.
Yeah, right. Right.
I like.
Well,
it.
He was a science fiction writer.
A bad one.
That's what he did. He wrote this religion on a dare, on a friend saying they were talking about how anybody could start a religion, and he decided to come up with this idea.
Good business.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's an awful business. So when you read it, were you thinking, I like this religion, I might consider going over to that one, but there's not enough head cutting?
Yeah, there is no blood in this. I need the blood. I'm a vampire.
Xenu needs some Sharia law.
So, listen, any religion I read about or any new theories in science or art or anything we create as a human, it's fascinating me how much we can imagine things and we create it to make it as a fact.
Right.
Yeah, this is more abstract. You call it abstract or animalize. We are animals.
Right.
Animals, they create things and they dance for things. We seen them. It's not make sense for what? Why they jumping the animals like this? But they are creating also something in their society and their system.
Right.
So we are doing the same.
I have questions I want to ask you about. You were obviously raised in a Muslim world, and you don't seem like what most Americans think of as a Muslim woman. When we come back for the premium portion of the show, I want to talk a little about how you can be sitting here and showing us your face. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the free hour. This has been the free version of episode 189, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very, very soon. And I want to thank Heather for making that possible, because she's been editing the shows like mad. I want to thank our guests Emma Shaw, Shmuel Rosenthal, and Reza Asghari. I also want to thank my co-host and producer Heather Henderson, and our video switcher Kat Purcell. Tune in next week when our guests will be
far, far away.
And we'll be talking about
close-ups.
I see what you did there. That's funny. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks for our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph. We love that bastard, Sway.
Where can people find you, Reza?
At Reza Asghari on Twitter.
Easy enough. You want to spell Reza Asghari?
R-E-Z-A-A-S-G-A-R-I. Spelling Bee Champion.
Nice. Where can people find you if you want to tell them, Shmuel?
And they're inside their hearts.
You have a YouTube channel of you playing piano.
Yeah, but I don't want people to find
Okay, me. don't look for Shmuel playing piano on YouTube. And we're not even going to tell you that his last name is Rosenthal. And where can people find you, Emma?
Everywhere.
She is easy to find. You can find Emma on Wikipedia and everywhere after that. Emma, E-M-A-S-H-A-H. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.